Okay, today's mitzvah is Tav Kuf Samach, mitzvah 560. The Isser of a Mamzer marrying a Bas Yisrael or a Mamzeres marrying a Ben Yisrael. Says the Pasuk in Perachav Gimel, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekahal Hashem. A Mamzer is not allowed to marry in. Gam Darasiri, Lo Yavo Lo Bekahal Hashem. Even the 10th generation cannot come in. Why did it say the 10th generation? Because of the next couple of Averos. Ammon and Moab, the Pasuk also emphasizes Darasiri, but the following one, we will see that there is one people that will be allowed in the later generations, the third generation, but 10th is a lashon of emphasis. So this is the Isser of a Mamzer marrying a Bas Yisrael. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimza Mamzer, Nimna HaMamzer, Milisa Bas Yisrael. V'yalzeh Nemar Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Klomar Shelo Yavo Lisa Isha Mibnos Kahal Hashem. Right, an Isser Daraisa for a Mamzer or a Mamzeris, to marry someone who is not a Mamzer or Mamzeris. A, one might say, in a certain sense, a tragic halacha. After all, the Mamzer is not his fault, it's his parents' fault. He didn't do anything, he was just born into this situation. But this is the reality. This is the reality in the halacha, that if somebody is born in sin in that way, in such extreme sin, as we will describe soon, they are not allowed to marry the purity, pure Miyuchas families in Klal Yisrael. Avalihi kanesi mohem b'chol makomos moshvoseihem. But to have them live amongst us, v'lisa v'litini mohem, to do business with them, b'chol advarim mutter, be'emes kachem b'nei Yisrael. Marriage is the issue. It's a big issue, but that's the only issue. But obviously, to treat them properly, to give them kavod, as the Gemara says at the end of Harios, that a mamzer tamar chacham comes even before a Kohen Ha'aretz, in a certain sense, that we don't only look at where they came from, but what they are, but that is the Isser that we have to discuss today. Again, a lot of halachic issues that come up, we'll see as much as we can accomplish. But just before we get to that, we get it to the Hashkafa, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, what's the message behind the Mitzvah? Because we like to keep Klal Yisrael pure. Lefisha Toldos HaMamzer Ra'a Ma'od. He was born from sin, Shana'as is Bituma, Ubamachshev is Pigo Va'atas Chait, V'ein Savik Yitav. And it could even be that there's something hidden, something metaphysical from that act, that it's Safun Baben that is in the progeny. And therefore, Hashem Bechasto, Hashem wants to keep everybody, the nation intact and pure, so he is Mavdil Marchik, then he called Avara. There is a very crucial halacha that the Gemara says in Kiddushin Dafayin Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Os Hey, and that is, the only Isser is by Mamzer Vadai. Many situations come up where there's a suffix mamzer. The halacha is, mamzer vaday is aser, mamzer suffix is not aser. Based on psukim, only mamzer vaday, not mamzer suffix. Once somebody is a suffix mamzer is mutter. Period. We have that halacha by a minority of dinim d'oraisa, even though usually the rule is suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, by a couple of halachos, there are limudim, but that suffix is okay. Safik Arla, Safik Mamzer, these are a couple of the halachos. This is a huge discussion, not for us now, that the Minchas Chinuch quotes a couple of the Marmakomos, related to the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says in Ilchus Tumas Meis, that the halacha of Safik Doraisa Lechumra is itself only a Chumra Derabanan. On a Doraisa level, we say Safik Doraisa Lekula. Just me, the Rabbanan, we say Safik D'oraisa L'chumra. That is the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Tumas Meis. And there's a major discussion and action on that Rambam. One of the major questions, the first Shmaitza, the Ksos in Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph, asks from this halacha on the Rambam, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that Safik Mamzer is mutter? The Rambam says, all Sfeikos D'oraisa are mutter. Right? So what do you need a special pasuk to tell me? Oh, this one's different. Harai, that usually it'd be machmir. Safik d'oraisa l'chumra comes along this pasuk and say this is an exception to the rule. So how you answer that question is a big discussion. The Pnei Yeshua and the Ksos and all of the achronim get into the action. Okay, but either way, this is the halacha by a vade mamzer. A vade mamzer is not allowed to marry in, or a vadai mamzeris. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Mash amr zacharim lavracha. Shaha mamzer shasura ha-Torah. What is the definition of a mamzer? Hu shenolad min ha-arayos ha-niskaras ba-Torah. Somebody who is born from one of the arayos. What is one of the arayos? Achremos kadoshim. Somebody who the relationship is a chi of krisus. That is arayos. The punishment is a chiyuv karis. Somebody that is, the punishment is not karis. Let's say the punishment is chayv elavin, a kohen and a grusha, and a amon and moav, as we'll see soon in the next mitzvah. So there are many chayv elavin also. Almana l'kohen gadol, which is even asay, those are, do not create mamzeris. Mamzeris is only created by arayos that are listed in Achremos HaKadoshim, with one exception. Chutz ben anida, the Gemara said this is a chesed of Hashem, except for anida. Anida is a chiyuv kares. So the husband is with his wife, but she is anida before she goes to the mikvah. That is an iser daraisa chiyuv kares, but there is no mamzeris from nida. Shehaben mimena pagum ve'eno nikra mamzer. And the Gemara says, that's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many mamzerim there would be? Well, people didn't go to the mikvah. Right? So, well, women, all their children are mamzerim. We're terrible. So the Gemara says that that's a chas de Hashem. That's the only one of the chayve krisus that does not create mamzeris. It does create pagum, a tainted person, but not what is called a mamzer. There is a fascinating tshuva of Rav Moshe. We're going to do a couple of tshuvas of Rav Moshe, hopefully today. One is here in Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Simin Chav Gimel Oz Gimel, where Rav Moshe was asked by a Talmud of his, a Ben Torah, that learned many years in a yeshiva, and he was a Yesh Shemayim, and he was going out with a girl. And he wanted to know if he could marry the girl, if he could ask her to marry her, considering that her mother probably didn't go to the mikvah. Mother was not from Shishalim Yasa Labito Bachur Shutam Chacham Yerei Shemayim Baal Midos Yisharos Sheimo. I'm sorry, it's the opposite. The girl is a from girl, and the boy is a great person. Talmud Chacham Yerei Shemayim Midos Tovos, but his parents, you know, weren't from, and his mother didn't go to the mikvah. Lo Halcha Lipa Mikvah Meolam Sheim Kenu Ben Anida. That's called a Ben Anida. Sheaf She Ben Anida Kasher Lakal. Right, Ramosha says even though it's not a, he's not a mamzer, Viaf LeKahuna, and even for Kahuna, he'd be able to marry a Bas Kohen. Mikol Makom, Ika Bazeh, Inyan Pagam. She'eino Roy L'schatin Imo. Af She'kasher, even though the kasher, but maybe there's a Pagam. There's a Pagam. So, this is what this girl asked Rav Moshe, right? Should I marry him? So Rav Moshe says, look in Maseches Kala Rabasi, where it says that there are simanim to be makir ben Hanida. That's a Pagam. One of them is Azpanim. He's brazen. He doesn't have proper midos. That's a siman of a pogum, says Rav Moshe, and only a gadol hador like Rav Moshe could say this. The fact that this boy has midas tovos, has all the milas that you look for in a boy, means, reflects, and proves that he's not a pogum. V'kivan shu ben tarvi rei shemayim, ariu simin, she'eno ben anida, shalachin, nehida lo shayach lisboch azel adina lahatir davar aser. You can't rely on this kind of raya to be matir and iser. Right? If there's a suffix iser, you have to be machmi, you can't rely on midos, kigon, if somebody azpanim is simin for mamzerus, so if somebody's not azpanim, so then you can't say he's not a mamzer, but here it's not a halacha. It's a, okay, don't marry a pogum. Leka shemisr, lashish mailo ba'alma, shalol hischatein. So in that regard, says Rav Moshe, yesh lismoch ala simanim, she'eino ben anida, daha mitzius, shalohaisa nida, b'shoshenis abra, b'ben zeh, ho'ike mitzius harbei. There are possibilities that she wasn't anida, she'rachsa bayam lahanaosa, maybe she went to the beach beforehand, during that time, da'asha loshos ezeksus, even though she's wearing clothing, hanikra begadim, bathing suit, says Rav Moshe, ha'enze chotzeis midinam, ikra din, that's not chotzeis, it's not daraisa, it's not mach, it's not on rov of the body, ulabayla chulin uvaloboy kavano, v'apshlo asta hefzik tara, v'lo safar shivinakiyim, even though she didn't count, ha'galya klape shmaya shahaisa nida v'lo zava. Could very well be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that she was a nida, not a zava, which requires Shiva Nekiyim, and therefore, right when she's, the blood stops, nida daraisa, she goes to the mikveh, that's it. Uma shalos amchina and gam ladina, even though you won't paskin on this way to be matar and iser, because, you know, these simanim aren't perfect. Simanim lav daraisa, he gets into another sugya, but that's the amazing shuva of Rav Moshe, that pagum could be overridden by midos. That's one Rav Moshe. The other Rav Moshe also, another crucial shita that he says, the definition of a mamzer. A mamzer is born to a chayve krisus. Rav Moshe has a landmark tshuva in Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud, 1961, where he was asked by a doctor who put artificial insemination into a woman from another man, is she a surah labayla? What's the status of the child, meaning there was a woman, married woman, and she was impregnated, artificial insemination, with another man's sperm. So, what's the halacha? Is that considered eisha zisha zinsa? Is that considered asura labayla? Is that considered, is the child a mamzer? So these are the shilas. You got to figure out. Says Rav Moshe, "B'dvar ha'isha asher avru ke'esar shanim v'lo yalda." 10 years, a woman didn't have a child. V'chisaron amru arofim shumimenu, and the doctors say this was 1961. So much of the fertility 50 years ago, they didn't know a lot of what we know today. And the doctors say the problem was the man. Shalachin machbas sheratzal laholid ben karatzal anashim, and she had a burning desire to have a baby, even though she's not mitzuvah and puravu, but still she wants to have a child. And therefore, what happened? She went to the doctor. V'zarek, she went to the doctor. It sounds like without her husband's knowledge, and had the doctor implant in her zera shel ish acher shalober shesbau v'nisha malas kvod mehabal and muterislo. The husband wants to know if she can stay living with his wife. Sounds like they want to stay together. That the husband understands. V'hinei barer says Ramosha shebelo b'yatsi ishlo nasu ishlo labayla. Number one, there's no esiru labayla. There was no maisa bia. There's no isur labayla. The isur sota labayla who rock misad isur habia v'lo misad hazera shel ish acher sheish b'me'eha. It's not the mitzias of having another man's zera inside of her. It's the maisa bia, like the Maharik says in a different context. It's the maisa merit against the husband. This is called the maisa merit. She wasn't with any other man. So there's no isur labayla. What about the baby? Aval v'chein avlad who kusher, says her Moshe. Shegam mamzirus who rock kishahaya al yedei bia. Boom. Rav Moshe says Mamzeris is only with a BS Isser. The Avsha Avlad Mamzer Af Ofan She Dibkum Nachrim Zebazu. Even if the Nachrim and Anasim put a husband and woman together and force them to be with each other, even though that is Mamzeris, but that's still a Maisabia. Avol Benis Abrai, they should Nichlas Hazera Shal Acher B'me'eha Bambati. Shiniskar begemara, like it said in the earlier sources about impregnated through the bathhouse. Ukahada osisim arofim bismanenu eno mamzer. The avshaya zera shalecha mikrove, even if the zera is from her father, from her brother, right? There is no mamzeris in that case, even though it is a chayve krisis. The only issue you got to figure out is Jew versus non-Jew. Achim yadua shaleza adamu im hu mishel yehudi yevlad aser linasi lazera shaloso adam. If it's from another man, you can't marry. This person can't marry any relatives from that man. If you knew, aval kivin shalo yadua, since it is not known, this boy will be mutter b'chol anashim because you go after rov nashim in the world. Avala emes she'en lachad ein lachush azera hayim mishel yehudi. Don't assume that it's from a Jew because rov people who give their zera to be sold are non-Jewish. Besides the fact, says Rav Moshe, that in America, where the Shiloh was asked, are Rav Nachrim, have Elo Amosin Zera Shalahem Ladar Zevade Rav Nachrim. Umasha Amar Rofi Shumishal Yehudi, and even if he says from a Jew, you probably don't have to believe, says Rav Moshe, but either way, what's important for us is that there is no Mamzerus without a Maisabiyah. There's no Issa Labayla without a Maisabiyah. That is Rav Moshe's important Chiddush related to this mitzvah. We continue. Ubein Viter. So Mamzer is created by every Chayve Krisus except for Nida. Ubein Haba Al Harayas Baratzon or Ba'onis or Bishkaga. And it doesn't matter whether the Maisabiyah took place Baratzon or Ba'onis or Bishkaga. Bekolin Yan Nikra Mamzer. Doesn't matter. Chamon al-Sadah, there's a tragic case where there was a force, there was an Ones, or there was a Shogeg. Any of those cases, Mamzeris. What about a non-Jew? The guy v'evad al ba'al bas Yisrael, a non-Jew who lives with the bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a mamzer. Havlad kasher, bein b'pruya bein b'eshazish, bein b'onis bein b'ratzon. Right, a non-Jew, a ba'al bas Yisrael is not. A guy that's ba'al a mamzeres, the Vlad is a mamzer. If either of the parent has mamzeres in it, the father or the mother, that is passed down to the child. That is passed down. The only time when it wouldn't be is if the mamzer is with a female, a goya. So then the child's not Jewish. Child's not Jewish, and in that case, v'imbala shivcha v'lad eved v'pshichra v'lad kasher v'chulu. So that is the rule. Bein haba al bina shivcha bina goya bina eved bina goya bina mamzer havlad kamoa. Right. So if the mother is a mamzeres, so then the child is a mamzeres. The child is not Jewish. The child is not Jewish. V'mashkichan al av klal. Based on this, we have the famous heter of Rabbi Tarfon. What does Rabbi Tarfon say? Rabbi Tarfon in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Chinuch quotes it here. Umebnei davar zeh hitiru chachavim lamamzer lisa shivcha kedei letar banav. Is there any way for a mamzer to have his children not have his status? It's a tragic situation. What do you do? So Rabbi Tarfon says in a Mishnah in Kiddushin Samach Tes, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholin Mamzerin Litoyer. Mamzerin can be purified. How? Mamzer Shenasa Shivcha. If a Mamzer marries a Shivcha Kenanis, so then the children are not Jewish, and then they convert, they are not Mamzerim, they are Jewish, they are Gerim. The Rebbe Tarfon says, that's what you could do. A Mamzer can marry a Shivcha Kananis. Two problems. Number one is, isn't there an Isser of Shivcha? Is that a mitzvah above Avera? What's the Isser of Shivcha? So the Minchas Chinuch notes this in Oz Dalet. He says, well, that's a machlokas. According to the Rambam, the Isser of Shivcha is only Durabanan. The Isra of a full Jew, being with a Shivcha Kananis, who's half Jewish, half non-Jewish, is only in Isra Rabbanan. So, Hitiru Chazal, B'makam, this Isra Rabbanan, Chazal said that one kid pushed off the Isra Rabbanan because this guy has to get rid of his status. But according to the other, he showed him that say that Shivcha, Isra Shivcha, is an Isra Daraisa of Losia Kadesha, which comes up later in the Parsha. So, what do you do? How do you allow an Isra Daraisa? The answer is, the Rishonim say, the Mamzer is inviting Losia Kadesha because the Mamzer is already Kadosh va'omed, kivan di yitziraso ba'avera, v'hu adin l'mamzeres la'eved, muteres menatoris, says the Minchas Chinuch, rak midi rabbanan asur, l'arbas mamzerim. So therefore, there is no problem whether you hold the Isra Shivcha as daraisa or drabanan, this heter can be used. What about l'maisa to use it? So is it used? Shivcha Kananis, is it used? So the Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik, is quoted in Mipnini Arav that it cannot be used today. Rav Schechter quotes it here on page Reish Yud, Pam Hizker Echem and Al Talmidim Bifnei Rabbeinu, that, you know, about this Rabbi Tarfon, and he said, the Rav Soloveitchik's language was, Lincoln freed the slaves. What did he mean by saying Lincoln freed the slaves? That there is no status of Shivcha Kananis Bizman Hazeh. You can't have that. If the government does not recognize that there is a concept of Shivcha Kananis, so there we do not allow it to exist in Halacha. So this is a heter theoretically, but Lamaisa, we can't use this heter. Who can a mamzer marry? The Sefer Chiddush continues, a ger. Kahal gerim lo ikri kol, and therefore a mamzer or a mamzeres can marry a ger. The children will continue to be mamzerim. Even a child of a ger and a gioris can marry a mamzer. It's only if a ger marries a bas Yisrael or a gioris marries a ben Yisrael, so then they would not be able to. If a ger keeps marrying a ger, so then it's mutter until yishtaka shem geyus mehem, but until people don't think of them as gerim or b'nei gerim anymore. Fine. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch. V'no egez hazeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. V'zachar min hakeves. This Isra applies to in all places at all time to men and women. V'over al zeh. If somebody violates this and is a mamzer and marries a bas Yisrael, or the opposite. So, if it's in the context of a marriage, if he's Makadeshu Baal, then they both get Malkus. Kivan Shabal Achar Kiddushin Lokin Huvehi. This is the Rambam Shita. If there's just a Maisabia, so then there is no Malkus. Why? Because the Rambam says, all of these Isurim are in the context of marriage. Kidesh Uba'al. The Rambam says this clearly. In Hilchas Isurei Bia. Echad mamzer shenasa Yisraelis. Oh, Yisraeli shenasa mamzeris. Kiven shabalu achar kiddushin lokin. There's malchus. If you only have kiddushin or you only have bia, there's no malchus. Why? Here's the Rambam's lashon. She'ein l'cha b'kol chai ve'lavin mishaloka al bi'ila b'lo kiddushin ela kohen gadol ba'almana. The only one. All of these chai ve'lavin are marriage averos. In the context of marriage, stam maisa bias, that is not the iser. And the Ravid does not like this. Lo nizba'er v'lo yizba'er v'ha'omra lo yizpa'er. Kitaz gedola. He hashta iser kahuna. It says lo yikach. And there we pass can just bia. Hanach psulin delok sivbu ela bia lachuda lakol shekein. Vadinosein. Shabia teyaser. Kadesh lo yarba mamzeris b'Yisrael. What the Rambam is talking about. Just the bia. You don't have more mamzerim. So that's why, says the Ravid, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. But that is the Rambam Shita. Other Mefarshim and the Ravid say just the bia itself. There are other halachas related to mamzeris that we could talk about. Number one is the Minchas Chinuch. Not here, but the first mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Aleph discusses, can somebody be yotze puravu of having a mamzer? The halach is yes. Somebody has a mamzer, the yotze the mitzvah puravu. The Minchas Chinuch cannot fathom that. He says, why? Isn't that a mitzvah b'aveira? He says, v'zez ma kfar hekshesi. Lama yotze dechova. Oh, the mitzvah b'aveira. And according to Ben Yishonim, you're not yotze. He says, what you have to say is that it's not simultaneous. The mitzvah b'aveira, lo havi ela im b'shas mitzvah osegam kein aveira. When is there a mitzvah b'aveira where it's simultaneous? De be'esrog ha'gozol, a stolen esrog b'shas ha'netila over al v'heshev ha'zakzela. Zeo mitzvah b'aveira. But if b'shas ha'mitzvah, there is no aveira. Like if you carry matzah through the street, and right, the aveira is finished. and now you're being kind of the mitzvah. That's no longer called the mitzvah of Avera. So here too, Nehida mitzvah shall abanim by the Avera to be as Isser. The Bia was be Isser, but the Puravu is when the child's born. And therefore, kiva the ikr kiva mitzvah him abanim, upe'es hazos leka aveira klal, the aveira kfar nasis b'shasa be'ilah, so therefore, you would be yotze. Then he adds, but he still finds it hard to say, hashkafically, emotionally, tzarechi and gadol ech yotze yedei chovaso beben kazesh emar bepsulim b'yisrael. He just, it rubs him the wrong way. He can't accept it. But that's the Minchas Chinuch in terms of Puravu. There is another important discussion of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. All the Achronim argue on Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a famous tshuva in this context in Chelek Aleph Simim Nem Gimel, where he was asked, a woman came to Rabbi Yaakov Emden crying. She was mizaneh. And she wants to do tshuva. And she's pregnant. And she says, if I have this child, and this mamzer is going to be walking around for the rest of my life, I'm always going to see my Avera staring at me in the face. I need to have an abortion, she says, because I need to get rid of this child so I could do tshuva gemura. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden unbelievably allowed it. Because she is really chayeves misa. This is his lashon. So if we had a bezdin and a woman who was chayeves misa, we wouldn't wait for her to, and she was pregnant, we wouldn't wait for her to have a baby. We'd kill her anyway. So here too, she's chayeves misa. So there's no problem. I feel a bit mad at Zeshi and Donadine and Nefashis, Kiva de Medina Bas Ktalahi, Avagav de Mamzer, Kashiasa Lavira Olam, Dino Kakusher, Shachayavan Ala Rigaso, Mias Hashta Yerach Imahu, Vilo Ayadina Masurbi Adeno, Ayidima Misamosav as Prebitna, the Dami Mamish, Lahai de Arachin, the Imam Tinala. Okay, nearly pashit shein iser gamkin b'hash chasaso v'chulu v'chilu and afilu hi ba'atzma afshlo nigmar din la riga. Even though we didn't have gemar din yet, still we would say that this is allowed. Rav Moshe Feinstein cannot believe this. He is very angry at this tshuva. He says it can't be, and no other posik holds of this tshuva either. Again, it's terrible. We'd rather not have mamzerim be Yisrael, but there's an iser of abortion, the iser of ritzicha. And therefore, the poskim do not accept this tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but one should just be aware of the tshuva and all the achronim who argue. Okay, a lot more regarding mamzeris, but that's what we have for now. With Hashem, we will continue next time with the next isser of who one is allowed to marry, and that is Amon and Moav.